This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog Barnaby loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Recently, I published my new book, Life in Five Senses. What a joy it was to write that book. Life in Five Senses is my 10th book, so I had a fair idea of what to expect from the process of publication. Nevertheless, I made a mistake that I've made many times in the past around book publication and also around other big challenges. When something demanding looms on the calendar, I begin to tell myself, with XYZ coming up, I can't possibly handle anything else. This task, this chore, this problem needs to wait until I'm on the other side of this big date. My sister Elizabeth is a TV writer and showrunner in Hollywood, and she experiences the same thing. When I'm shooting a pilot, she explained, it's like nothing else matters. I ignore anything I possibly can. While I'm letting all these tasks pile up, I reassure myself, oh, once I'm past my major obligation, I'll have plenty of time and energy for all this other stuff. As Elias Canetti notes in his book, The Human Province, one lives in the naive notion that later there will be more room than in the entire past. Here's the problem. Eventually, time passes, tomorrow becomes today, and all those postponed tasks crash down on me at once. To be sure, it's important to spend our energy and time wisely, and during a crunch period, it's a good idea to manage the load by rearranging certain tasks. The problem is that once I latch on to that justification for delay, I tend to put off many items on my to-do list that really I could have done at the usual time. Once my book tour was over, I realized, no surprise, that I'd burdened myself unnecessarily in the present because I put off so many things. To avoid this pitfall, the next time I face a big crunch, I've come up with three questions to consider when I'm tempted to postpone. First, does this task truly demand much time or energy, or do I just dread doing it? Second, overall, will I save time or energy by doing this task now instead of delaying? Third, if there's a task I can't do now, a dentist checkup, a certain work meeting, etc., can I go ahead and put it on the calendar after my big date? This approach makes certain tasks much easier. It's easy to schedule something, even something very unpleasant, because it's far off, and once something is on the calendar, I do it. One challenge of life is figuring out how to manage the everyday pressures of work and life, even when we're facing a period of unusually high demands. I hope that next time I do a better job of it. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.